32 of the state's 100 lawmakers were newly elected. Republicans still maintain control of the Senate, while Democrats gained 3 seats to widen their majority in the House. Opening day is largely procedural, and lawmakers are officially sworn into office.
I, please state your name. Do solemnly swear.
But legislative leaders did talk about their goals. Speaker of the House, Crisanta Duran, wants to focus on making the state as inclusive as possible and says affordable housing will be a top priority. She has a bipartisan bill
that will address high insurance rates, one of the root causes making it harder to build more new condos.
Legislative leaders in both parties and Governor John Hickenlooper also say the state must fix existing roads and bridges and build new ones to ease congestion and improve the economy. Over the next decade, Colorado is facing a $9 billion transportation shortfall. And there was some optimism. Here's Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham.
There are yet many details to work out, but the potential is great. It's so great this session for a truly bipartisan solution to our roads and highway infrastructure funding problem.
For Cornelia Carpenter of Aspen, that solution can't come fast enough. Carpenter works at a local nonprofit in Aspen and shared her thoughts as we asked people around the state what they wanted lawmakers to do during 2017.
I went to school in Denver, and I know kids that every single weekend would be jumping into a personal car, maybe by themselves, maybe they're a single driver, and they drive up to the ski mountains and ski for the day, and then they're driving back. And I've also had the privilege of sitting in traffic. It would be huge, and I expect this of our state lawmakers to start really honing in and putting an emphasis on figuring out the transportation issue.
Divisions within the political parties also showed up over the best way to fund transportation fixes, as well as individual lawmakers making personal stances. During his turn at the podium, House Minority Leader Patrick Neville pledged to defend life, fight for gun and parental control rights, and religious liberty. He also wants lawmakers to pass fewer regulations.
We cannot attempt to solve every societal problem with a new statute in those books. We have to let common sense prevail. Not every issue is black and white, and not every problem requires a statutory or regulatory fix.
I'll buy a shredder and shred up some of those regulations that they're passing down to us. I'm sure somebody'd be glad to give them one. I'd send them one if they'd use it.
That's Kent Lindsay. He owns the El Grande Cafe in Cortez and also weighed in when we asked people across Colorado their opinions. Reducing regulations was a common theme from Republicans and one area that could gain traction from at least one high-profile Democrat. Governor Hickenlooper says regulatory reform should be ongoing.
Always looking at how can we make it less burdensome, more fair and equitable? How do we get to a point where we are really partners with small businesses?
One area where Hickenlooper and other Democrats strongly diverge from the GOP is on the future of health care and the Affordable Care Act. Similar to sentiments nationally, Senate President Kevin Grantham says one of the first bills the GOP will introduce this session would repeal the state's health care exchange.
This is long overdue.
But the governor says repealing the exchange without a replacement would be terrible for Colorado.
If you don't know what's going to go in its place without some real carefully thought through guardrails, I think it would be irresponsible.
Hickenlooper will outline his legislative agenda during his State of the State address Thursday morning. He says he's reluctant to get too specific on particular bills, but instead wants to listen to members in both parties so they can make progress on some of the thorny issues that have been plaguing Colorado for years. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.